Thank you, Mr. Chair. The United States denounces any intimidation or reprisal against Indigenous representatives for their participation in this intersessional meeting, MRIP or PFII sessions, sessions of the Human Rights Council, or meetings of other United Nations bodies. Indigenous peoples must be able to express their opinions and concerns in the UN without fear of discrimination, intimidation, retribution, or reprisal. This includes Indigenous representatives calling attention to human rights abuses and violations, state harassment, and infringement on their rights. The United Nations is meant to be a place where all individuals, including Indigenous representatives, can safely express opinions and raise issues. The UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples fully supports this. Article 2 of the UN Declaration states that Indigenous peoples and individuals are free and equal to all other peoples and individuals and have the right to be free from any kind of discrimination in the exercise of their rights. Article 7 notes that Indigenous individuals have the rights to life, physical and mental integrity, liberty and security of person. Article 18 says Indigenous peoples have the right to participate in decision-making matters which would affect their rights, the representatives chosen by themselves. Article 41 calls on the United Nations to establish ways and means of ensuring the participation of Indigenous peoples at the UN on issues affecting them. We are eager to hear the experiences, ideas, and preferences of Indigenous representatives here today and look forward to exploring concrete ways to ensure the safe and meaningful participation of Indigenous peoples at the Human Rights Council and other UN bodies. I thank